Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, hello everyone. It's Red News Podcast 135, and it's a very unusual one because we're doing it in the morning. We haven't done one for a while that I'm sure only us care about. We've got Ben, who's done the Tony Soprano full. He's still in his dressing gown. And then we've got Shane, who's in quarantine, who's got dressed up as if it's a work meeting. So this is in Coggy's full of cold, but so far not COVID. It's been a really odd few weeks. Apologies, we haven't had this. I knew my life was going a bit tits up when I forgot to mention it in the Christmas podcast, but that week I went to pick up Albert and I locked myself in the porch because I'd left my keys behind the main front door. So there I was, frantically ringing people saying, can you pick Albert up? And also, I couldn't get up. The door wouldn't be able to open for an hour. So I thought I'd best not stand there looking like a burglar in my dark jacket. So I had to lay prone on the porch floor. And as usual, these lot gave me nothing but unerring support by going, you wanker. And then a few days later, the giddiness of the Christmas podcast, Norwich, me and Albert went to see Christmas lights. We walked ages, preparation for the big walk to come. Went into a pub, met my wife, sister-in-law, and 9 out of 10 of us got it. The thing was, I started to smell burning rubber on the Sunday night, and I thought, uh-oh. So it was the speed of it. It was less than 24 hours that most of us started to feel shit. I think most people getting it, fearing of getting it or have had it, or say it was mild. I'll never know if it was the vaccines that did that for me. I'm not going to go into a big debate about that. All I know is I feel comfortable with what I did. And will I look back and say, I was glad I took precautions. I was wary because of my immune aids. In the end, I got it mild. For me, it certainly wasn't a cold, though. There were a couple of times that were a bit scary, and me and Shane will say the same thing. Shane's currently on quarantine. It just changed. Like an hour, you could feel your head was going to explode. I've got asthma, and I never had a chest thing, so it's the weirdest thing. And there was one point where we all got it, so that meant we could be free for Christmas, so it worked out as well as it could do. But I couldn't move my legs. I was actually telling my legs to move. And that's the weirdest point of medical I've ever had. I was actually like, fuck me, my legs have stopped. What? Weird. But day 7 or 6, I felt the shittiest. And then the next morning I woke up as if I'd never had it. Just all time odd. So I hope you're all right. And everyone, it does seem mild that are having it. So I hope everyone's all right. With United, we'd better talk. And I hope you had a good Christmas, and thanks for all the real kind words of support. I enjoyed last night. Look, people, you can't expect good quality football. We're not going to go from, we're about A to Z at the moment to get to where we are. I feel sorry for Ralph, and I think it was Ben on Twitter who said, there's a lot of negativity about, and I don't think it's towards Ralphie. I think he's got a really hard task there. I think the pissed off nature after the leaks was, come on, you've let so many managers down. We saw it. Shall I mention Watford fucking warm-up again? Don't let another manager down and immediately you're bleating. So he has got his work cut out. But I enjoyed it. I thought Scott McTominay was excellent. Show that. What does Scott McTominay have to do that every game? He has it in him, but how we have to see consistency. And is it maybe not having Fred alongside him? I don't know. Is it more like you've got to drive this midfield? Cavani had something to the team. I think we're better with him. So I really hope don't fuck up a contract. We get all these players to stay for years that we don't want. Just keep him for 6 months because he could fucking scab us something. Maguire, balls over him. He's like a Bambi on ice and he needs taken out of the firing line. He's a liability at the moment. And I'm so happy that we're not fucking passing it out the back from De Gea. It was just on Ollie's last legs, wasn't it? There was a moment where De Gea was just thought, fuck this. I think he might have even been sitting, started lumping it. I'm no longer doing this. Giving it to Maguire, who huffs and puffs. Right, I'm going to go to Coggy, who's feeling a bit shit at the moment. So thanks for doing this, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I don't even know whether I've got COVID. I tested negative on the first day and my daughter's got it and I thought, shit, I've got to stay in the house anyway. I'm not going to test again. But it's just like having a really bad cold. So I don't know whether it's bloody COVID or not. I'd rather talk about COVID than United, to be honest. I'm just... I mean, last night, and again, I'm not one big for stats, but our passing accuracy last night was 77%. So I don't know what Ralph's got to do to get them to just pass the ball to each other. City the night before was at 88%, and we can't even pass the bloody ball to each other. I agree with McTominay. McTominay said after the match last night that he played further forward last night than he's done all season. And it could be because of Fred, but that's the position that we want to see him in, and he's more effective. And I thought he had a good game, and I thought Shaw played decent. But apart from that, I just thought we were woeful. Somebody said last night that they can see a bit of what Ralph's trying to achieve. I didn't last night.
Every performance has felt. And it made me. I was like, Albert has been obsessed with where we go up in the league table. And when they showed it, we're +4 after 18 games. And I was like, +4 goals after 18 games. And the pass percentage, Coggy, 78 or whatever percent, I think that's quite good for us. Fucking hell, it's usually about 50%.
I know you mocked that, but it's not actually. Under Ollie, I think we were like low 80s or something like that. I mean, it's still not good enough. For players at this level, it should be far greater. But I think last night was one of the lowest we've had for some time. Do you know something? I thought we were lucky last night that Burnley weren't Burnley.
Yeah.
I expected a far more physical game from Burnley than what we got. They actually, Dyche must have said to them, we can outplay these tonight and change the tactics. I expected a lot more from them.
We're unbeaten under Ralphie, though, so let's have... I will say, Ben who said, we're being negative and we're taking it too seriously, I do think United is always a distraction, but particularly now, everyone's finding it hard. They're finding it tough if they're having or fearing COVID. They're finding all of it, the times, will we go back into lockdown? We've had enough, we're fatigued with it all. So United's sort of the Klingon. So... we are getting worked up as usual, but we're taking it a little bit because we can concentrate on that and not fucking, reflect on the thing. Also, Nick's had it, but he's free now. But he's only got a short time because he's actually on holiday. So, hello, Nick.
Hello. I was fine with it. There was one day, I think I got it just before Christmas, and there was just one day where I was a bit poorly. But then, other than that, I've been fine. Obviously, I had it pretty badly in January when Coggy had it, and that was horrible. But this one, I've just been sat inside bored. I have to say, I think Coggy's just taken everything out of my mouth and pretty much what I was going to say, really. I think one of the things is that you did mention about trying to see what Ralphie was trying to do last night, and I have to say one of the positives that I did enjoy, which I know I keep harping on about Sancho, is that I really enjoyed he was on both wings last night. He wasn't just kept on one side of the pitch. He was popping up on the left, he was popping up on the right. And I think that's the Sancho that I've watched and what I know that he's good at. He could play on the right, he could play on the left. He obviously got his goal by cutting in. That's what you need to see from him. He's not a Rashford where you just want to keep him on one side of the football pitch because he's not capable of crossing a ball in. You need to make him go all the way across the forward line. And I thought that if that's what we're going to see going forward and having a bit more fluid attacking play like that, then I think that's a promising sign of things to come. I mean, obviously, it's always going to be difficult against Burnley. I'm just happy we beat them at home.
Midweek.
And trying to frustrate us, and if somebody hadn't scored a goal from outside the box, that would have been a long, arduous night for us. I'm quite convinced, really. But we got an early goal, and luckily things went our way from there. And if we hadn't, then God knows.
But it's one game, Nick. As I keep saying, I'm not going to... I'm wary always now of the next slump. We have to win 6, 7, 8 on the bounce. Then we can start talking. And we're not going to see, he's not going to get a chance till the end of Jan. And then with rearranged fixtures, it's still going to be hectic. But what's he do? We knew that Bruno has been in the right slump and he's been chirping and he's got niggly. And Rashford's been so out of form, fuck me, that they both needed taking out, suspension and dropping. I don't think he should play him again. In terms of the next game. So he's got a big issue there because we look better without him.
I don't think that's a massive surprise, though, really. Like you say, they've been on the last legs for a few weeks. And to be honest, for the first 20 minutes last night, I actually didn't check the tee before I watched it. I just thought Bruno was playing, and it was just one of those standard performances of what we've seen of him over the last few weeks. He could have been there for all I knew. You know, he was a passenger for many, many weeks. But again, the thing is, obviously, dropping Fred, obviously, Varan was taken out. I don't know if that was for his performance at Newcastle or whatever in that game, but that's what we should be doing. We should be rotating our team. You know, top sides do that. You can't just be relying on a set 11. You know, we're not Liverpool, where our first 11 is strong enough to do that. Everyone needs keeping on the toes, and that's how you're going to get performances out of people. It's why Fergie did so well at doing what he did, because, you know, you rotate and you bring players in and get them up for it. And that's what we need to see, is that we need to see some balls and say, you know what, you've not been playing well enough.
Yeah.
And that was one of Ole's downfalls, is that he didn't have the balls to turn around to play. And certainly Bruno, you know, we build him out the shit enough times to say, well, I've got to take you off in this game. It was, he was never good enough for that. So if this is something, again, from Ralph that we're going to see, then I'm all for that.
Yeah, well, he's made a few...
There's two positives in that regard from last night. I mean, the performance wasn't amazing, and obviously Newcastle was a shit show. But those two, I think Vicencio and the rotation, I think that they're encouraging signs. I think you've got to look at very small gains, haven't you, when
someone
takes over. You know, you're not going to see them reinvent the wheel after, you know, a month of being it. But what we've seen over, what I saw from last night was two pretty key things that I think are a good platform for us to build on.
You've always said with Shaw that Shaw needs a kick up the arse, and maybe they all do, you know, to have Shaw's performance is like, oh shit, I've not been in the team. I have to perform now. And Shaw is always better when you've said that repeatedly. Shaw is always better when he's had a kick up the arse. So that's a, you know, the hope that some of these players have got so complacent. I mean, Bruno, I'm not slagging him. He was fantastic for us, and we're seeing the end results of overplaying him, then out of form player coming in. And he might need a little spell where, fuck me, my place in the side is at threat here. And that was impressive. Sorry, Nick, before you go, have you got to go? Are you still off in five?
Yeah, probably.
What's your... high of the year, low of the year, and hate of the week? Hate of the year.
I don't have a hate of the week because I've not been anywhere. I've not left the house, so I've not really been able to hate anything.
not COVID.
Not TV.
Well, probably COVID. Yeah, to be fair, really. Yeah. You know, it's kept me inside for about nearly a month so far this year. So,
fucking hell.
Still being able to travel and do things properly. We did hire the years last time, didn't we? The last podcast, and I have to say, it had to be the wedding, really, more than anything.
Yeah.
The wife's within earshot. So.
That's what I thought. I thought you'd get another one of those in. So.
But yeah, I mean, low of the year is probably definitely COVID. You know, like I say, it's been a shit show, hasn't it, really? I mean, obviously, we've not been able to watch football for 6 months of the year. Well, 8 months of the year. We go back to August, did we? And chances are we're probably not going to get it again come January with the way that it's looking. So that's going to be the hate of the year. But I definitely don't have a hate of the week. I've not had anything to hate this week apart from... sitting in, and I was sat there thinking, do you know what? I've had nothing to do. United are on against Newcastle. I sent the missus out to go and get me some nice beers on Monday, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to make an event of this. I've not been anywhere in 5 days. I've not seen anyone else. And I just sat and watched that, and I was so pissed off. You know, I just thought, you've had all that time off to prepare for a game. I know you've had COVID here and there, but not a whole squad has. You would think there's going to be some sort of high energy performance game. And we just got that shit show.
We were on quarantine, and Albert missed again his last week at school, all the parties, all the things. So we try and reenact, like have a party. We ordered a delivery to come in. We got a blow up Santa, which Albert dive bombed and broke in 5 minutes. There was a deflating Santa coming down. And I thought, at least I've got a couple of United games on TV until fucking even our own players got it. Right. So thanks, Nick, for everything. Have a nice holiday, mate.
Just, I've got a confession to make, and I know I've given you a lot of hassle about play your cards right. I did it over the weekend, over Christmas with the grandkids, right? And I called it play your carrots right. what they did was, if they got it right, they had a chocolate. If they got it wrong, they had to eat a bit of carrot, the 4 and 2. So the 2-year-old follows the older one. But I put 2 cards down at every time. So I deliberately, if they said higher, I chose the car that was lower. So every time they had to have a bit of carrot. Fucking hell, 4-year-olds don't have to get pissed off quickly.
After five times,
he just stormed off.
I thought you said they're gogging you offering your own kids carrots. I thought they're going to be fucking throwing them at you, offering 20-year-olds carrots.
This is the grandkids. I mean, it was 11. Well, their mothers didn't find it funny. In fact, it was only me that found it funny. But
I will say, Coggy, I have to change.
My grandson, he just lost it after like four goes.
I have to change my hate of the year to play your caps, right? Fucking hell. Right, bye, Nick.
That's not true.
See you, Nick. Happy New Year, mate.
I'm going to have to go, but I don't just let you know that Play Your Caps Right 2 is currently in progress.
Oh, fucking so hell. God forbid.
Come to a podcast near you whenever you're ready.
I'd rather COVID again. Right, Ben. How are you, mate? You went last night. I was a part-timer. Unfortunately, I got a lot going on. How was it?
Yeah, well... Excuse me, I had a few pints before, so it was good because it seems like ages since we've been. I think it was the young boys game was the last one, the fighting game being postponed. So, you know, I had a good night, met with a mate, had a few pints before, quite enjoyed it. You know, agree with what others have said, it wasn't a great performance, but I did think it was better than the two that had gone before. You know, it was a comfortable win, I thought. The early goal helped us. If we'd not scored early, you know, it could have been a different game, but I thought that kind of opened it up a bit. And it was, you know, McTominay was a stand-up player. It was a brilliant goal. And, you know, he almost got another with Ronaldo, the one that Ronaldo scored, which I think would have been even better. So he was a standout player. I thought having taken Fred out made a difference. I do think he's the weakest. We've discussed it many times on here, but I think he's the weakest player in the team. And I'm not a massive fan of Matic, but I just think he gives us a little bit more composure in there than Fred. So, you know, obviously we know that we need to sort that position out longer term, but personally, I probably would be playing Matic ahead of Fred at the moment. Picking up on Nick's point about the rotation, I do agree with that, but I think the problem you've got is you've got the quality in the squad, haven't you? And it worked out all right last night, but... Trevor Sinclair was talking on the radio the other day about City at the top of the league because they, or Pep, you know, rotates better than anyone else. And I was thinking, well, yeah, but if you've got a squad like theirs, it's easy to rotate, isn't it? You know, you're bringing in like-for-like quality. And I think the reason that Ollie was reluctant to do it was, you know, a lot of the players that are the sort of second string, if you like, are just not necessarily up to it. So it'd be interesting to see how he manages that going forward.
Yeah. What was the atmosphere like, Ben?
The atmosphere was okay. I mean, we sit, we're in West Lower, so we've got the TRA thing right behind us. So, you know, that it was, you know, just sort of normal, really.
Yeah.
They were singing away. Burnley had a full allocation.
Seemed like quite a lot of empty seats.
There wasn't as many as I thought, to be honest. There were a few. There was a couple around us, but there weren't like, you know, huge sort of swathes of empty seats. I mean... There was definitely some, but I actually thought we got the tram down and we got the tram about 7:30 and there was literally no one on it. And I thought, God, what's it going to be like tonight? But whether a lot more people drove or whatever because of COVID, but it was a reasonable crowd considering.
And then you had pints of piss after, judging by the picture you sent of a yellow concoction craft ale, which will get Shane going.
Oh, it was a nice one. That it's a factotum. Pale.
Right. It looked. We can't, you know, Ralphie's not been able to do much, but I definitely do think the message was get it to Ronaldo in the areas he needs it last night. And I was really in, you know, that's the difference. Let's end this Ronaldo. If we get it, we were crossing it, fucking hell, crossing it to Ronaldo on his head. So we got a couple of decent crosses on it and we were giving it him on the edge of the box. Right where he needs it. So that was a massive part. And one bit of gossip, we've been a bit of duff recently, but another lad says Calvin Phillips from Leeds we're looking at. So I don't, you know, he's looked good, but is he one of those players?
It'll go down well over the Pennines, won't it?
Yeah. But we debated, didn't we? United for value, you know, the Declan Rice, Calvin Phillips, probably half the price. So you can see why United would look at that. But is he one of those players who has a really good... tournament, and you know that shines a light on him. I don't know, but that might be the Trippier on off. But I still maintain if we get Trippier, we'd look a totally different side. Shane, I better go to you, mate. Sorry. So have you got the data for the briefing for the meeting?
I'm not dressed that for me. I've only got I only said that I had a shower just to make a bit of effort. Not that you can smell me. It was a mess across the internet. But yeah, yeah, obviously I've been kind of a bit stir crazy, got COVID on Christmas Day of all days, so it's been a quiet week for me. But yeah, a bit gutted to miss the football as well. But yeah, I think everyone said it already about like the Newcastle game was woeful, very disjointed, and I think yeah, to me it just looked like got, as we all know, a bunch of individuals, and some were showing their frustration that the ball wasn't coming to them or things weren't working out and being a bit petulant, and those that weren't being petulant looked like they really shot on confidence, you know. Like, I do feel for a bit like Maguire. I've always been a bit concerned about his, he's always been a bit cumbersome for me, a bit slow to sort of manoeuvre himself and position himself. But just lately, I don't know, you mentioned your COVID and your leg stopped working, Barney. Well, he's obviously got the same strain because his legs are still clearly not connected to his brain at the moment. But I think, to me, that looks like a big, big confidence thing for him. And, you know, stating the obvious, the captaincy probably weighs on top of that as well. So, and I just, like, imagine being captain of this team and you've got the likes of Ronaldo and Bruno in that mood. I imagine it's quite a hard job to do, the captaincy. And I wonder if that, like, you know, being a captain, but actually knowing that that no one's listening to you, because it's clear that the likes of Ronaldo, Bruno and that have probably got their own minds and are not really that. It just doesn't look like a team effort to me at the moment. But hopefully the manager can sort that out. And it was good to hear him call out that petulance and the fact that, I know McTominay mentioned it post-match, that was something they discussed. And but last night, there was a positive. I agree with Coggy, it wasn't great, but the first half, there was a lot more energy. I think McTominay, Greenwood, I thought Sancho, they all showed a bit more energy than what we saw at Newcastle. And I think, you know, it wasn't that petulance. And the only things we saw was Ronaldo get a bit frustrated, but frustrated with himself. And that's a good thing.
But Shane, I love that, you know, like...
I think, you know, another positive, and yeah, obviously Coggy's picked up on the passing, it wasn't a... you know, a fluid performance throughout. But the one thing was we did create probably five or six, including three goals, five or six decent chances. Now, the biggest concern for me from the Newcastle-Norwich game was we didn't like creating anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, it puts us creating chances at least. And I think maybe going to the 4-4-2 rather than this 4-2-2-2-2-2 to whatever, you know,
yeah,
for me would be the way forward. Because you need, like Barney, you said earlier, you know, if you're going to play to Ronaldo's strengths, you need to be getting the ball into him from wide areas. So yeah. I'd like to see him.
The defence massively worries me. I will say, look, the Ronaldo, I watched it and Albert was so happy, you know, fucking winning, that my missus said, God, Ronaldo on it himself. And I said, that's fantastic to have that after all he's done against Burnley at home. Let's end the Ronaldo debate. If we fucking give the ball to him, you know, what he offers us, what he can. And he's berating himself. And someone made the point about Ralphie. We've been saying, you know, he's only got 6 months, as long as he don't start that shit of extend it. But this could be an opportunity for him, because he can do a Jose almost and call them out and make it clear you're part of this, you're not. And there's no repercussions. It's not like a shit the bed next year. He'll be a higher role or whatever, or he'll be gone because it's gone tits up. But he can almost say to them, you have fucking let us down so much. Right, last monologue and then I'm going to go to you lot. Right, I'm going to go for my... I will say it's been a tough, tough time for everyone. So, and a few direct messages with readers and all that. Please just keep in there, people. I'm honestly convinced that next year is going to be better. Hopefully, please, that Shane's thing, no more fucking variants, that we'll have a better year. So I know so many people, including younger Reds, are finding it really tough. They've been asked to do stuff by staying in, not going out, not the usual contact that is their era, you know, there should. So please message us, whatever. Thanks to everyone who collected for mine. But please just, if it's getting shit, message someone, talk to someone. It is shit at times, life, but it can get better. And I would like Waz, Anthony, Kev for their kind words about the podcast. We try and, you know, talk about life and everything. And I'm going to go for my hate. We don't the year thing, but I will say the buzz of being back at Leeds, and I can't wait to get back when I can to the next game. Two hates. People who say, I don't take cash anymore in a shop. That fuck, cash was king. And this card shit, shove it up your arses. I want to fucking spend cash because I'm a dinosaur. And the other thing, the missus loves Facebook trades. So we get in the car and we drive for 30 minutes somewhere. Where are we going? To pick up two candles that are fucking bought for £4 or some bananas or satsumas. So when this goes back a few years, when we moved in, we had a Facebook trade. So we'd bought the wrong fucking light holders. So, but we'd had them so long. Anyway, this woman was coming for a packet of bananas for two light shades. Nice ones too, Habitat. She comes on the door and she's going, oh, I'm not so sure. And I'm thinking, I feel like lobbing the bananas at your head. You're getting two lovely light shades. And she's going, she's looking at them in the light going, oh, I'm not. And she was there about 5 minutes. And I thought, I don't know whether to laugh or cry at this moment, at this woman who's driven all the way to our house and for a fucking bunch of bananas to shove them up your asses. Right, go on, you lads, take it off. Happy New Year.
Like car boot sales, you know, you got something for 50p and they're trying to add it down to 25 pence or, you know, and it's worth far more than that. So I'm just dreading taking the Christmas decorations down. I absolutely bloody hate it. Not because it means the end of Christmas. It's such a bloody pain in the arse. So I've got to motivate myself to do that today or tomorrow.
Well, I tell you what my sister-in-law has done. Which is, she cuts the tree and makes it a light decoration for the next year. So I'm going to give that a go. Cut off all the stems, let it dry out, put it in a strong base, and then puts lights. It looks very nice. So I'm going to try a Monty Don on that. Sorry,
well,
this...
I'm not sold on that one, I must admit. Mate,
I had 10 days stuck at home just before Christmas. This is the sort of thing that has excited me. I can't wait to just go in the front room. Where have you been? I've been upstairs. I can't wait to go downstairs. Sorry, Shane.
I've got a football positive and a very strong hate. Is that the positive is, I know, like, we obviously want to see United play well, but in some ways I'm relieved there's not been this like amazing new manager bounce that would have given a false impression, I think. I think it's good that Balfe, seeing what it is, and he can see both the attitude of some of the players and he can see where the problems are. I think it would have set us back in some ways if we'd had that like 2 or 3 month bounce and then regressed again that we've seen under previous managers. So I think in some ways that might be a blessing for the long term, but he's got a big task ahead of him. But on a hate, I know I've mentioned pantomimes before, but just before Christmas, I was listening to radio, so I was looking forward to Christmas, but then... there was an article on the radio that they created a kind of master's degree in contemporary pantomime. And like, I thought, well, fuck's sake, you can get like a degree in pantomime, fuck's sake. And anyway, but anyway, the thing that worried me then, the bloke, the kind of course director come on, and it was just, like, his selling point was things like, well, it gives people an opportunity to kind of re-skill as a pantomime dame or to focus and specialise on pantomime. And I was thinking, like, Jesus, like, I don't like pantomime. I think it's weird, but even if you was an enthusiast, you're not telling me you need to, like, re-skill as a pantomime dame. It's just like you put a dress on with a bit of stuff in and you say, oh, no, it's not. Like, you know, oh, he's a good one. He won the course, you know. You say this, Coggy, and I'll say, oh, no, it's not. And you say, oh, yes, it is. Like, fuck's sake, he's behind you. No shit, so, Sherlock. You know, so, it's like, fuck
Shane,
hell.
Something happened at a pantomime that we'll learn over a pint one day when you were at it.
I actually think it's a good qualification to be a Tory MP, well, in fact, Prime Minister.
Well, where is Boris? Right, any hates, Coggy, any real hates, or is Christmas decorations your...
My hate of the week is Shane's hate of pantomimes. I love pantomimes. I love the farcical nature of the leading boy is a woman and the leading woman is a man. You know, kids absolutely love just shouting, he's behind you. And I just love the festive nature and happiness that pantomimes bring.
You should take Shane next. You should take Shane next year. Ben? Positives on United and a hate of the week.
Hates, I'm going to go with... I hate social media public displays and affection. thank you so much to the best husband and dad. You're sat in the same room as him. Why do you need to put it on Facebook? But the other thing that's annoyed me on Facebook over Christmas is everyone posting their positive COVID tests, all the family's tests lined up. What are you putting that on social media
for? I did do that, Ben. Sorry. I'm very, very sorry. I think I did that.
You? Oh, you're one of them.
But that was at the start.
I said you mind, Ben. Sorry.
Can everyone listening please tag Ben in? If you get one, tag Ben in.
The other day, I don't know why this has just started to annoy me because I know it's been going for about 3 or 4 years, but one player taking the centre, kicking the game off. What was wrong with two players? It worked fine for decades.
Yeah. Can I just add, I fucking hate VAR. Watching games, you know, the ones that have been, I fucking hate VAR. And it's like, it's almost forgotten about that. It's a part of it. It's shit. It's still arbitrary. I fucking hate it. Now, positives, let's hope Ralphie Scabby Reds in the new year, that's my resolution. Let's all be in a random bar bit, cup final, fucking on a bench in Russia and win it. I will say, 2020 was fucking shit, and almost right was saying, well, at least 2021 was better than that, but it was still shit. Let's be honest. It's fucking, we're not able to do all the things we want to do, and we get like little crumbs of it. So I'm going to play to end the year to sort of sum up that. Nathan can't appear today, but he had a bloke with him last night what he sold. Thanks, Nathan, for selling. So I'm going to play his little messages. It's sort of summing up, fuck off 2021. We've had enough of you now. I will say thanks to everyone for appearing. Oh, everyone who listens, any final messages? Glory, glory, Man United. Fuck off 2021. Go on, lads. Anyone? Shane, go on.
Well, it's not been like 2021's been better. Like, obviously, it's been this kind of COVID wave has put a big block on the end of it. But, you know, I got to go to back on UOAs. We did get to go back to Old Trafford, but like we mentioned, the Leeds one before, that was still a special. It's still up there in, you know, up there with some very special games just for that act of walking into the ground. There's also been some sad ones to the regiment, to, you know, we've lost some good friends, and that's a bit of a sad reflection today for me personally, I think, and I'm sure lots of others. But you know, hopefully we get through this wave and we'll be back to some sort of normality. But yeah, I think it's been a mixed year, hasn't it? And I think onwards and upwards, we've got to give the new manager time in the same way we argued for Ole, so we can't expect miracles overnight. But yeah, I hope people have a good one New Year's Eve. I'll just be scratching my balls with a takeaway. My family's even isolating from me, so they don't catch it. So it's not as though like they're just
fucking hell,
Shane. It's just nothing to give really. So I'm just going to get a takeaway and sit and watch some telly
and watch an unlive.
Yeah, it's been better than last year, and I think hopefully the next year we're better than this year. So
it's a better kind of shit, but it's still like comparing leprosy with Ebola, isn't it? It's like, it hasn't been great, Shane. We're like, I know we've done little things, but I will say, fucking,
I'm going to book Madrid today, actually, away, just to give me some.
That'll be good.
Give myself some cheer to look forward to.
At least you've got an unlive Ed Sheeran for me to fucking moan about. I'm staying in and I'm going to grumble. Get a cantankerous old bastard that I am. Final message, Coggy?
Obviously, 2021 was an absolutely shit year for everybody, and obviously for me in particular. So, you know, next year can't be any worse. And, you know, let's hope, you know, we are able to travel on holiday and do what we want to do, basically. And, you know, 2022 is far better for everyone concerned. I'm just wondering what part of the takeaway that Shane scratches his balls with, to be honest.
Chinese, maybe? I don't know. That's why you're isolating. You're not actually isolating. They just don't want to eat like that. Ben, final words, mate.
Yeah, just echo what other people said. I mean, I think it was better than the year before. It was nice that we were able to get to Nick's wedding and a couple of other weddings I went to that had been cancelled the previous year, and obviously getting back to Old Trafford. I'm hopeful that things are going to start to, you know, that we're going to see the end of this horrible thing next year. So I'm sort of feeling quietly optimistic about that. United wise, it's very difficult to predict, really, isn't it? I think with Ralph, we've got to give him some time. You know, it could take a couple of months at least for him to really get his ways across to them. or it might not happen at all. I really don't know what to think and what we might be able to, you know, there's still a lot to play for. We're right.
Yeah.
I know we don't want to be competing for fourth. We want to be competing for the title, but we've still got a good chance of that. There's the FA Cup.
Yeah.
There's an outside chance in Europe. So there's
Russian.
You know, there's to play for. I'm a bit worried about that Villa game, I've got to say, in the Cup.
Yeah.
That would put a real down on things for me. If we got out of the Cup early, could make it a long old slog for the rest of the season.
I know I said we've got games in hand, but my last thing of let's count down, let's be between 6 and 9 points of the leaders by New Year's Day. Fucking off, don't look at the league table, anyone. Jesus Christ. Right.
Even Liverpool and Chelsea can't look at the league, so this is the best title race ever.
To absent friends, and look, everyone, just keep your heads above water, please. Lots of love. Cheers, everyone. Happy New Year. Cheers, glory, glory, Man United. To Russia, with love.
I've got an early hate of the week for you to say on my behalf. It's the bloke that stood about 20 metres behind me on some at Busby Way with a portable microphone and speaker, who's just singing Sweet Caroline, My Way, and We're Jamming by Bob Marley on repeat for the last hour, and he's probably going to do it for another hour and a half. So that's my hate of the week, because he's shit. We're now on the fourth rendition of Wonderwall, and I want to headbutt a wall. Jesus.